I'd like to pay my respect to the traditional owners of whose land we are gathered on, and I'd also like to pay my respects to the families up in Palm Island and also all families who have been affected by deaths in custody. I'd like to read you a poem by this fella named Robert Walker. Now, this fella, he was serving time in a prison in Fremantle in 1984. And what he did one night was he slashed his wrists slightly in protest of the conditions of that prison, and he began to play his guitar. Now, when the prison officers came over to Thingamy, started screaming. So they dragged him out of his cell and they proceeded to bash and kick and get into him with their batons. And so this fella died, and no justice came out of his death either. And his sister said that when they buried him, they felt that his spirit wasn't really here. It was over there laying in a pool of blood in Fremantle Prison. I'll read you one of his poems. This fella, he died at the age of 23. And I'd like to read you one of his poems. It's called, Okay, Let's Be Honest. Okay, let's be honest. I ain't no saint, but then again, I sure wasn't born in heaven. Okay, so let's be honest. I've been in and out since the age of 11. And I've been mean, hateful, and downright dangerous. I've lain in my own blood, in hotels, boys' homes, and cop shops. I've cursed my skin, not black, not white, just another non-identity, fighting to be Mr. Tops. Yeah, so I'm called a bastard, an animal, a troublemaker, while my accusers watch my brothers smashed, thrown into dog boxes drunk, crying for the dream time. My memory is still wet with my mother's tears flowing by my father's grave. Just another black family, alone and lost in the race for a dime. As early as I can remember, I was made aware of my differences, and slowly my pains educated me. Either fight or lose. One-sided, I hear you say. Then come erase the scars from my brain and show me the other side of your face. The one with the smile painted on, the colours of our sacred land you abuse. One-sided, yeah, mate, cop it sweet and all. After all, you stepped out of line and got caught. So take it easy, you say. You're not like the rest. You have got brains and a bright future. But that don't tell me what I want to know. So tell me, why do we have to stand in line? Why do we have to live your way in subtle slavery to earn the things that once were free? Why do I have to close my eyes and make believe I cannot see just what you're doing to my people, our people, and me? Well, bloody hell, mate, it ain't one-sided at all. Come read the loneliness and confusion on the walls of this cell, 7 by 11. Yeah, okay, I'll be honest. I ain't no saint, but then again, I sure wasn't born in heaven.